I would like to read from Romans chapter 3, beginning at verse 21. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ, for all those who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in His blood through faith. This was to demonstrate His righteousness, because in the forbearance of God He passed over the sins previously committed, for the demonstration, I say, of His righteousness at the present time, that He might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus Christ. This past Sunday morning, I had the privilege of preaching on the first 5 verses of that passage, and I just wanted to touch briefly tonight upon the last part of verse 26, or verse 25 and verse 26. You know, when we think of Passover in scriptural terms, that was an event that took place during the exodus of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt. Passover took place when the last of the 10 plagues was delivered upon the Egyptians. God told the Israelites that night to kill a goat or a lamb and to sprinkle the blood of that sacrifice on their doorposts, thus symbolizing to the angel who would bring death to the Egyptians that this was a house that belonged to God. And when the death angel came into the streets of Egypt that very night, the Israelites' homes were passed over, and the firstborn in every Egyptian family died. Passover is normally something that we celebrate with Easter. But I bring it to our minds tonight in lieu of this text to help us understand what God is talking about here when He refers to a passing over of our sins. As we discussed on Sunday, we love to rejoice at this time of year of the coming of the Christ. All the story that we've just heard read from Scripture about Jesus born to the Virgin Mary, laid in a manger because there was no room in the inn. The Christ child, God's greatest gift to earth. But as I said Sunday, I remind us again tonight that the cross was always the objective of the manger. The cross was always Christ's ultimate purpose in coming to earth. For there, He would atone for our sins with His perfect sacrifice. There, He would grant eternal life to all who would believe in Him. And that's the significance of the passing over that God is speaking of here in Romans chapter 3. You know, if we look back through biblical history, if we take account of everything that took place all the way back into the book of Genesis, we see how God at so many different turns could be accused of being an unjust God. There were wicked people who deserved to die who did not. There were people who committed idolatry who deserved the ultimate punishment who were not killed. As you look back through biblical history, the charge might be leveled against God that He was somehow whimsical or capricious or not a truly just God. On the other side of things, throughout biblical history, those who have followed God have often asked the question, if God is such a good God, then why do His people suffer? Why doesn't God protect His people more or in a better way or care for them as He should? And yes, we've all probably encountered those arguments or perhaps even struggled with those same thoughts. If our God is such a good and loving God, why is there such evil in the world? Why do wicked men seem to prosper while the godly perish? The answer to all of those questions is the cross of Jesus Christ. Because where death should have been meted out against the wicked and against sinners, God in His forbearance passed over. And it was all due to what He would accomplish and now has accomplished through Jesus Christ. As the psalmist says, in the cross of Christ is where justice and mercy kiss. And the cross of Jesus Christ is where we finally see God's justice meted out against all that sin that He previously passed over in His forbearance. In the cross of Jesus Christ, God's wrath is propitiated, as it says here, is satisfied, so that sinful men can know again a righteous God through Jesus Christ alone. That is the beauty of Christmas. That is the joy of what we celebrate at this time of year. God has come to take away the sins of the world. And all who believe in Jesus Christ will receive God's mercy, not His wrath. Will receive God's forgiveness and grace and the promise of eternal life. That is our joy. That is what God has done before the world for all to see and behold and know that He is God and to prove His righteousness before all men. I hope that as we go to our family celebrations tonight, I hope that as we wake in the morning and gather to give gifts to one another and celebrate as families around our Christmas trees and around our nativity sets, that we will keep this Christ the focus of all we do. That we will celebrate in the midst of our revelry the ultimate gift of salvation in Jesus Christ alone and know that it is salvation in Him alone that has been given among men. With that, I ask you to bow your heads with me as I close us in prayer. Father God, we rejoice in who You are. In what You have accomplished to redeem sinful, fallen men from the curse of hell and eternal separation from You. As You tell us in the Word, Lord, You are the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through You. You likewise tell us, Father God, in Acts 4:12, that there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. At this wonderful time of year, Lord, at this celebration of Christmas, let us be a people that rejoice first and foremost in this gift of salvation in Jesus Christ. Let each of us here tonight, Lord, search our own hearts to see if we have repented of our sins and trusted in Christ alone for salvation. For that is the gift of glory that we celebrate this night and tomorrow and every day of our lives. It is likewise this gift that we will celebrate for all eternity. Thank You, Father God, for Your righteous display. In Jesus' precious and holy name I pray. Amen.